Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. This is the Ready Church. Are you ready? We thank and praise God for another day that has kept us with our mind stayed on him. He kept us from seen and unseen danger. He kept us for another week, and we thank him on today. I mean, you're here today and gone today. But he kept us, and we thank him on today. We thank him for keeping our families on today, and we just thank him because he's worthy to be praised. It's another day that the Lord has allowed us to repent and get right. Get right, church, and let's go home. Jesus is soon to come. Do you see all the signs that are, it's just signs everywhere. Can't you see the signs? I tell you, the signs of the times is what we're talking about. There's so much going on. Before I came on the air, I was listening to my son was saying that there was a father that just killed his daughter's boyfriend on today, found the young man in his daughter's bed and shot him dead. I tell you, violence is filling the land. I tell you, the word of God is being fulfilled. You know, we need to run for our lives, run for your life. I mean, it's just so much going on from day to day and from minute to minute, from second to second. I tell you, it's just so much going on, you know. But we here at the Ready Church, we're here, we're trying to help you. We're telling you to repent, and Jesus is still real and Jesus is still coming. In spite of what we're seeing going on around about us today, I know they're saying, you know, out with the old and in with the new, you know, Jesus is not real, and, you know, and hell is not real, and all this stuff. But Jesus is still the same. And I tell you, everything that the Bible has predicted, it is so. I tell you, we see it happening on today. Well, if you don't believe now, you will believe, because even if you are atheist, the word of God says, every knee going to bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, yes, so you can bow now, you can bow later, but you sure will be bowing and saying that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and he is Lord of Lords. As I said, so much going on around about us. Every day I see the signs of the time, you know, and I still believe God's word. On today is still a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And I'm trying to be salt and light in the earth. That's what he wants you to be. Salt preserves and light shines on darkness on today. And I want to shine on everything that the devil is trying to do to you and to me and to just everyone around about us, because he don't love any of us. He come to steal, and to destroy your life, no matter who you are, no matter whether you're rich or poor, famous or no name. He don't care. He wants your soul on today. I want to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and praise you on today for allowing us another week, oh God, to come before your presence, oh God. And we pray on today, God, that you would unstop deaf ears on today, that they will hear. And God, I pray that you take the scales off their eyes, that they may see in this last hour. We just thank you for the word of God, because everything else is going down but your word. We thank you for your word as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Speak through my lips of clay and think through my mind on tonight. And I pray that you'll touch someone's heart, that they will run and say, what must I do to be saved before time is too late? In Jesus' name, I pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It's all about his word. It's all about he came to save his people from their sins. No matter what sin you're in, he come to save you on today. I know you said that lady said the same thing. Hey, yes, the word never changes. It's still the same. Even though man is trying to change God's word, his word is still the same on today for you, you, and you, or me on today. And I thank him. Tonight, I want to talk about what happened to your keepsake. What happened to your keepsake? Yes, what happened to your keepsake? I was talking to my daughter-in-law on Sunday, and we were talking about, you know, the little things like, you know, my son and my daughter, things that they had from school when they was in elementary school, and even, you know, at birth, you know, the little bracelet around their arms, and, you know, and a little cap on their head, and you know, those types of keepsakes, you know. But tonight I'm talking about the word of God. Where is your keepsake? He told us to keep it. Keep his word. Let's start at Exodus chapter 20. I don't have anything else to help you on tonight but the word of God, because the word says everything is going down. I don't know if you recognize everything around about you is changing. And everything is going down but the word of God. But he wants us to keep his word. That's the main keepsake right there, is keeping his word. And we were, you know, we were just talking about, you know, little different things that our kids had, grades and little cards and things that was given to them by their teacher. And just certain things, you know, that your children may have, or, you know, your mom, or, you know, or just a loved one. You know what I'm saying? Just a keepsake, something you just want to keep. But it seems like everybody want to keep everything but God's word. He wants you to keep his word. He wants you to keep his word. And it talks about it in Exodus chapter 20. A keepsake, think of God's commandment, which is his word. Where's his word at today? A lot of our young people don't even know the Ten Commandments. They don't even know, you know, thou shalt not kill, and thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt not walk with. None of these things are being taught. This is a generation that the enemy has tried to seize God's word, you know, trying to bring down God's word. But like I said, everything is going down by the word of God, because the word says so. Not because I said so, but because God's word says so. I looked up keepsake. It said keepsake is a small item kept in memory of a person or something that was given to you or was originally owned by someone. You know? But like I said, you know, me and my daughter-in-law was talking about a little different keepsake and stuff. Can you keep God's word? His word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Y'all, I'm telling you. Oh, yes, 14 and 15. I'm going to start there first. John 14 and 15. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Do you love the Lord tonight? Has he done anything for you? Has he done anything for your family? The word of God says, if you love me, you'll keep, not lose, you know, not give it up, not change it. But if you love him, you'll keep his commandments. And we see today, and we look around, it's just so much going on, you know. I mean, the love of men and waxing cold, and, you know, people, you know, the violence is filling the land. And the Bible says, thou shalt not kill, and people stealing, and I mean, just so much stuff going on that the Word of God has warned us. What other book on the face of the earth is telling you these things that are taking place right around you today? Can you think of any other book like the Bible that deals with every area of your life, every area of your life? Yes, the Bible. You know, there's two facts. There's a fact you was born, and the other fact is you're going to die. And you're going to give an account before a just judge. Jesus is a just judge. I see they got so many judge shows all over the TV, you know, all kinds of, you know, judging, you know, judge shows coming out now, you know, and has came out. And you, but when it comes to God's word, no, don't judge. Don't judge. Yes. Yes. Yes, yes. How you going to know right from wrong? How your children going to know right from wrong if you don't teach people? And that's just judging. Making good decision is what judging is all about. Now, let's go to Exodus 20. And verse 3 says, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Other gods is anything that we worship or love more than God. It's another God. Anything you love or, you know, you worship, examine yourself. Is there anything that you love more than God, more than his word? Is there any person on the face of the earth, I mean a creature instead of the creator, the one that created you, that you love more than him? Think about it. Your spouse, your children, your job, your home, your car, materialism, you know, items that you possess, you know. You should love nothing more than our God. Think about it. You shouldn't love anything, anything. Your job, but you hear people say, I can't take off and go to church, or I can't, you know, I'm going to be late for work. I can't read my Bible. I can't get up early. You need to get up early and seek the Lord early before you leave home. You know, a lot of times if you would pray, you know, before you leave, I believe you can avoid a lot of things that the enemy, you know, has set plots for, you know, I mean, even yesterday, I went to get some gas, and I tell you, you know, they're saying there's a shortage. The Bible speaks of that, too. Shortage in the land. You know, everything is in the Bible. And I was pulling out, and the young man didn't see the truck that was in front of him. He just kept right on coming. I had to swerve out to keep him from hitting me. I said, Lord, I thank you. I believe it's the power of prayer that kept me from getting in an accident. Yes, because it was like a three car accident right in front of the right in front of the service station, a little bit further down, just a little further. It wasn't at the service station, but just a little further down. You know what I'm saying? But it could have been me. It's the power of prayer. Pray, y'all, pray. Because when you leave home, you don't know if you're gonna make it back. None of us know where death is. Keep the word of God in your heart, in your mind. Get up and read. Pray. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he may be near. He's the best keepsake you can have is the word. Yes. You know, we have to, you know, we can't love anything than our God. We have to love our God more than anything in this world can offer us. Anything. He's the only one that, you know, gave us life. Yes. He's And he provided eternal life for you and I through his son, Jesus Christ, if you would receive him on today. The word of God said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son so that whosoever, red, yellow, black, or white, we're all precious in his sight. Whosoever will believe on him shall not perish, shall not suffer the damnation of hell. Oh, yeah, hell is real. I know people say, well, you know, now, you know, it's a new age thing, and they're saying that hell ain't real. They ain't done away with heaven, but, hey, hell ain't real no more, they say. But it's in the Bible. It's in the Word. It's just as real as heaven is. The word of God says, and then you shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Who wouldn't want everlasting life? That's life without end. That means even after you leave here, after death, you're going to stand before a just judge and give an account. And if you live right, heaven will be your home. He's not gone away to prepare a place for you. He's gone away to prepare for you and I. He got a mansion for you. You might not get a house here, but hey, the one that's going to really count is the one that he's going to prepare for you and I. Because there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. I believe that's what this new age generation is trying to mimic the word of God. You know, the devil's always a copycat, copying God's word, talking about a new world order. Because in the book of Revelation, it talks about there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. So the enemy is always trying to copy what God has to say. But you keep God's word. Let it be a lamp unto your feet. Let it be a light unto your path in this dark and dying and wicked and evil world. But God is still God, and he's still King of kings and Lord of lords on today. In verse 4, it says, thou shalt not make unto thee graven images or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is under the water, under the earth. A graven image is a car. You know, people have carbs of stones and different wood and, you know, even a Buddhist. You know, when I was growing up, I remember I used to go in some people's houses, and I didn't understand, you know, what that thing was, but it was like a big old fat man, you know, bald head with an ear, with earrings in his ear. And I knew he didn't look right, you know, and he didn't have no clothes on, just something across, you know, like a little apron thing across his, you know, his lower part. And, you know, and a lot of people worship these idols. You know, these things in your home, bringing in all these demonic spirits. You know, as I grew older and started studying and, you know, and observing things around about me, I learned, you know, that it was something that man worshiped. A lot of people had these idol gods and Buddhists in their house, and they rub his belly for good luck. The Bible don't say anything about no good luck. The Bible says there's blessing and curses. There's blessing if you do right, and there's cursing if you don't do right. That's what you receive, blessing or curses, not good luck. If you're looking for him, then, you know, that becomes an idol to you, an idol god. If you're looking to this Buddhist that don't talk, don't hear, don't move, don't do nothing, it really doesn't even make sense, you know? With the natural mind, it does not even make sense that people worship these little knickknacks, little, you know, little things you got sitting around your house. You worshiping something that can't talk, can't move, can't do anything, instead of worshiping your God, the creator, the one that created you. It's so sad. It's so sad, but like I said, a lot of people, you know, they have these idols in their home, and they worship them. I'm talking about they bringing good luck, you know. Some people, you know, even when I was growing up, you know, I recognized that some people wouldn't even, on New Year's, a lot of people would say, oh, woman can't come in my house. It's got to be a man to come in my house first. You know, they're going to bring bad luck in my house. All this stuff that the Bible speaks against, you know, witchcraft, you know. These are witchcraft spirits, you know, demonic spirits, you know, that you're opening yourself up to. Word of God is, you know, mentioned in the Bible, you know, that the saints, you know, we're not to do those things. We're only to worship God. You know, I remember growing up, and even in one of my aunts, you know, she would say when somebody died, you know, these people have opened themselves up to so many things. You need to examine yourself. Examine things around you. Examine people around you. Watch how you examine them through the Word of God. If it don't, you know, if it's not in the Word, then you just dismiss it. My aunt, she used to say when somebody died, she was, oh, the clock don't stop, and the clock is floating all across the room. And I mean, just all sorts of demonic things. And she passed that spirit right down to her children. You know, I realized that, you know, her daughter would face different things like that when somebody would die. These are demonic spirits. That clock ain't floating over there. These are demonic spirits that these people don't open themselves up to. Yeah, sometimes it's your family members. Yeah. These spirits been passed down, demonic spirits. Things is just not right. You know, some people worship, you know, the statue of Virgin Mary, you know, the images of the Pope, and, you know, the statues of the Pope, and even images of Christ. Some people got, you know, got a picture of a man, and, you know, I'm going to say, yeah, white man. Some of them got black men in there now, you know, with long hair, and, you know, and they, you know, come on, saying that this is Jesus. No, and this is God. No. The Bible says God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Oh, these are idols, man-made idols. You know, you got them up in your house worshiping this stuff. The Bible says in verse 5, thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I am the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the father upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. You know, people don't like to hear the name of God, you know, even though people that's in the church. You know, they worshiping these men, you know. They're putting, you know, man in God's place. You know, it's just so sad. Where the church is today. And like I said, a lot of these young people don't even know about the Ten Commandments. You know, that's not kill, that's not steal. Maybe if they saw this up on the wall like they used to have it, you know, they had them in, you know, in the courthouse and had it in the schoolhouse and had it in your home, most of all, it starts at home and then spreads abroad. So train them up in the way of the Lord. And then when they get old, should not depart from it. This thing starts at home. But the devil knows. He's trying to tear down everything that honors God, everything that was your morals, all your values, you know, good and from, you know, right from wrong and wrong from right. Oh, no. You don't want these young people to know that. That's why they're doing what they're doing. That's why, you know, they don't have no one to guide them and steer them into the right way and tell them, look, young man, don't go that way. You know, there's destruction that way. I mean, if you just, you know, could say a kind word or something to help build somebody's life up. Some people, you know, have lived in a home with, you know, with alcoholics and, you know, drug addicts and stuff, and they may not even know the way. But, you know, God will place somebody in your life that is trying to steer you right up. Say a kind word or try to lead that young man or young woman down the right path. You know, that's our job as a Christian. It's to lead people the right way. Tell them what the Bible says and tell them to read it for themselves. It's so important that you just don't hear what I'm saying, but read the word for yourself. Get it for yourself. as we see today. I mean, men can be your idol. Pastors can be your idol. You know, chief apostles, prophets. Oh, my God. This nation, the spirit of Babylon is in the land. The Antichrist spirit. Everything that's against Christ. Oh, everything's getting ready for the Antichrist to step in place. Oh, yes. This nation that has forgotten God shall be cast into hell. The Bible says so. You don't have to be cast into hell because Jesus came to restore us back where Adam and Eve disobeyed and didn't follow the leading and the commandments of God, what he had, the instructions he had given them when he placed them in the garden. Oh, my God. We here at the Reddit Church want to wake you and shake you before time is too late. Jesus is soon to come. Oh, like I said, all these idols, man-made idols that people are worshiping, you know. He said, thou shalt not bow thyself down to them nor serve them. For I am the Lord thy God, and I'm a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the father upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. That's what I'm saying. Thou, because, you know, your mom and your dad did it, and, you know, you think it's all right, and you thought it was okay. But you realize as you read the word of God, that they didn't know. If they didn't know any better than, you know, when you learn better, you go back and help them. Go back and help somebody. You know, this nation is in trouble. It's in trouble. Sin, sick nation. Sin everywhere. Jesus came to save us, y'all. Repent. Turn back to the word of God. Run back to the word. Oh, my God. We're running out of time. Even Satan knows he has but a short time. And people around you act like they're going to be here forever. When people die in every minute, every second. You know, the Bible said life is like a vapor. Here for a minute and vanishes away. Oh, yes. Here for a moment and vanishes away. Oh, my God. It's just like a bubble. You know, I mean, you know when you play with your children, you blow them bubbles and they just come up and pop. That's how life and death is. Yes. Here for a moment and vanishes away. God made a point to Moses about how the abundance of his mercy, how he would endure his mercy on Israel by them, you know, repenting. God used Moses. He gave him the Ten Commandments, and he told them, you know, what to tell the people, and they so forgot what, you know, even when it brought them out of bondage of Pharaoh. They soon forget. And it's just like that today. People be sick in their body or and you make a promise because, you know, you think you're dying. So you make a promise to the Lord. Lord, if you heal my body, oh, you lay there and, Lord, just don't let me die, Lord. Lord, just save me, Lord. And as soon as he does what you tell him to do, you turn your back on and go right back doing the same old thing you were doing before. Oh, yeah. We make vows and promises to God, and then we just act like, oh, well. But suppose he did us like that, God, he don't do us like that. He keeps you, even in your wickedness, even in your wrongdoing, he still have mercy on you. He still have mercy on me. That's a loving God. Why are you not keeping his word? That's a keepsake. That's the greatest thing you can keep is God's word and pass it down. It talks about passing, you know, things down to the third and fourth generation, your children and your children's children. Come on, y'all. Most of us was brought up in the house of God. We know that this stuff is not right that we're seeing in the house of God. We know what they're doing. They've brought in strange gods and strange things in God's house. We know it. We're humping and bumping and crumping in God's house. We did that in the world, in the club. At least I did. Come on. Let the scales fall off your eyes. Get your eyesight back. How you get your eyesight back is get your eyes in the Word of God. The Word of God. Some are so involved into everything but what we ought to be. Everything. Men and women, boys and girls, we're so engulfed with one another. We ain't even got room. We ain't even got time for God. But as soon as you get in trouble, you calling on him. You ain't calling on that person you with and talking to her every day. Seek you first him. Seek him first. We're seeking everything for our life but Jesus. We think we know what's best for us. He said, I know the plans I have. He know the plans he had for you. Why are you trying to figure out? He already know what, you know. We need to get our priorities in line. Some of us have been right there at death's door. If it had not been for the Lord, you would have been gone. But his grace, his mercy. And we make promises to God and turn our back on him. As soon as he bring us out, we go right back. That's where the church is today. I used to hear some of those Baptist preachers when I was growing up, you know, and he says, Mama, the pastor's telling you don't smoke, but they on the church ground smoking. The Bible said you not only have to be a hearer of the word, but you got to be a doer of the word. How you going to tell me to do something that you ain't doing? It's just like your parent. You know, telling a child, you know, you ain't supposed to smoke. You ain't supposed to drink. But they see you doing. You ain't setting an example. You're not being the light that you're supposed to be shining, that you're supposed to be spreading. You know, how are you going to tell the child not to do something that they see you do? That's going to make them want to do it even more because you told them not to do it, and then they see you doing it, then they want to indulge and see why. We need to get the word. Get back to the word. Get back to your keepsake. The word of God is the keeper. It will lead you. It will guide you into all truth. So when, you know, when error comes or when wrong things, you know, being presented to you, the word of God will be like a radar. It'll just shoot right up. Arrows be coming up from your head. You'll feel like it. You know, saying, something wrong with this. Not going that way. Not listening to that. No, I'm not going to do that. That's what the word of God is for, to lead you and guide you into all truth. But if you don't read it and receive it, then you won't get it. That's why those that are that share the word, you must be a doer of the word. Don't tell nobody something to do that you ain't doing. You must be a light. You must be an example to the persons, the people that you're trying to minister to. We must be a light in the midst of all this darkness around about us. The church is dark. You going to church now? Where's the light? Ain't no need to even turn on no light. All the lights is blue lights. I mean, these are the lights that I danced in the go-go hall, in the club. So dark in there, you couldn't see who you're rubbing up against. And it's the same way in the house of God now. Something is wrong with that when Jesus said he's the light of the world. You need to come out of there. Get back to the light. Get back to Jesus. Be a light that somebody can see Christ in your life and want to be an example to somebody else. But when they don't see an example, you know, you doing the same thing I'm doing. Why don't you just close the church doors? Why not even have a preacher? Because these preachers doing the same thing that the world is doing. And it's all about the money, God, now. It's all about your dollars in your pocket. The Bible, we already talked about it last week. You know, they greedy dogs, the Bible says. Never getting enough. It's not about Jesus. Now, it's about you can do whatever you want to do. The Aleister Crowley doctrine. And he was the most wickedest man, they said, upon the face of the earth. Him and Hitler, you know. Come on. Now, some people say Hitler is good. As many people that was killed, murdered, innocent, lost their lives behind these men. Now, wrong is right and right is wrong. So now you glorify these people. You know something is wrong. You know that everything is going down by what you see, the standards. No longer. No longer. Oh, I get carried away. Oh, yes, so when I see all this stuff and how the church has changed, you know, and how the pastors no longer preaching the word of God. It's really, really sad. Exodus 34:7. I guess I need to just let y'all write these scriptures down. I know your attention span ain't long. Lord have mercy. But when you're doing what you want to do, you can do that all night long. You know, but when it comes to the word of God, you know, people don't want to hear that. They ain't got time for that. They ain't got time to pray. They ain't got time to read your word. Some of the time we spend, you know, FaceTiming each other and all this stuff, we need to be seeking God, asking him for direction and protection. Because this world, I mean, it's getting worse. And the Bible said as the time goes on, it's going to get worse and worse. Things ain't get no better until the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords return. He's going to be the Prince of Peace. There ain't going to be no peace here. Oh, no. Not according to the word of God. I said, Exodus 34, and verse 6. I know the devil want me to shut up. Oh, yeah. We know it. That's Exodus 34. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Still a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. He said, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity, and transgressions and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity. Keeping mercy for thousands, but not always pardoning the guilty. And that's Exodus 34:7. And Nahum chapter 1:3, you can write that down. It says, the Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and he will not at all acquit the wicked. They ain't getting away. All this stuff we're seeing taking place in God's house today, the word of God said, no, it won't be no acquit. Ain't no acquitting the wicked. Mm-mm. Oh, no. God is merciful, but he's also just, and he's fair, and he must punish. Yeah, judgment's coming. For the wages of sin is death, y'all. This ain't, you know, because it's just like somebody go out here and murder somebody. And, you know, even though they ask Christ to come in their life, there's still consequences for your actions. Oh, yes. The Bible said, train up a child in the way of the Lord. And when you get old, you shall not depart from it. You got to train that child. You know? Train them up in the way of the Lord. Give them instructions. In Deuteronomy 6:6-7. Train up your child. Lord have mercy. It's like the children training themselves today. They don't have no respect. I've seen little kids, you know, the parents tell them no, and they hitting the parents, and, you know, and parents, and one parent saying, don't touch them, the other one says, yeah, it's, oh, my God. This generation that we're living in, Lord have mercy. And it ain't getting no better. If you can't even correct your child, you'll say, you know, no, no, don't do that. Deuteronomy 7, number Deuteronomy 6. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. That's why they want us to keep the word, y'all. In your heart. A keepsake. Keep the word in your heart. Word have I hid in my heart. That's where you're going to hide the word in your heart. But you got to read it. So it's get in your heart. Oh, Jesus help. Help us. We're running out of time. Sometimes, you know, the devil tell me, you know, don't nobody want to hear that. Don't nobody want to hear you. But I keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. You know? Maybe after a while, you might not want to hear me now. The word talks about it in Amos, so you're going to be looking for the same word that you don't want to hear and won't be able to find it. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yeah. Proverbs 22:6. What does it say? Well, you need to keep the word, y'all. Proverbs 22:6. I pray that you got your word and you're just not listening to me. You need to pick up your Bible yourself and read the word for yourself. A lot of y'all have children. Can you imagine what they're going to face? When you look around at what you're facing right now, and it's getting worse, oh, my God, right here it says, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. Train up your child. Teach him right from wrong. Teach him the respect. Have morals and values. That's what I've tried to do with my kids. I thank God. I've been saved a long time. You know, I gave my life to the Lord at a young age, 22 years old. Oh, yes, my oldest son was 2 years old when I gave my life to the Lord. And don't tell me that the Lord won't keep you. Oh, yes, he will. He said he will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He will keep you if you want to be kept. I made a vow to the Lord. I said, Lord, if you heal my body and you save my soul, I run on and see what the end going to be. And I've been running. And I ain't got tired yet. Now, I ain't going to say I ain't got tired of the people, but I ain't got tired of running for my life. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you. Verse 6 of Exodus 20, we're going back. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. We know when we give our lives to Christ just by God sparing your life, it shows us his tender mercy. That's what he's showing us, his tender mercy that we did not deserve. You don't deserve it. We all done did some things, and you know we didn't deserve it. We didn't deserve God's grace and mercy, but he gave it to us. He extended it to us. You know, even when we, you know, didn't do all that we're supposed to do, and, you know, his grace and his mercy. Thank God. And if we love him, we're proving our love to him by being loyal to him, by keeping his commandments, in spite of what others may say or do or even think of us. Do what God is telling you to do through his word. And when you choose to obey God, his mercy spreads from us and all those around about us. Oh, yes. When you choose to do the right thing, you'll make a difference in somebody else's life. It was God's mercy that he extended to us. It's why we're here. You know, we're living a lifestyle of sin. And like I said, in some of us, you know, if it had not been for somebody else praying for us and obeying God's word by praying for us, where would we be? I thank God for my mother praying for me. And I'm quite sure it was other saints, you know, that prayed for me. You know, I'd be going down the street with them hot pants on, them things were so hot. I mean, all the way up. You know? And my mama would just shake her head and say, I'm praying for you. I said, well, thank you. Just keep on praying for me. And she did. Thank God she did. That's why I'm here today. Somebody prayed for me. Had me on their mind. Took the time and prayed for me that I didn't have to, you know, I didn't have to stay in a lifestyle of sin and be, you know, and go to hell. You know? But he saved me, sanctified me, set me apart. You know, for his use. And I thank him on today. I thank God that he don't change. You know, he's still the same. The word of God said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, yes. And it's because of his grace and his mercy is why I'm here today. It's his grace and mercy is why you're here today. Because the enemy could have had his way, a lot of us would have been gone. You know, he would have took your life. He would have snatched your life out if it had not been for the Lord that held back the hands of death for you and I. The Bible says in the 7th verse of Exodus, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. This means that God's name is, you know, is being blasphemed. And I know, I see it on, I've seen Steve Harvey, you know, blaspheming God's name. These people just say anything, you know, about God and think they're getting away. Oh, my God. Judgment is coming. Oh, yeah. A lot of people blaspheming his name. Oh, yes. I want you to write these scriptures down. Now, I pray that you'll go back and read it in your time. And I ain't going to say no spare time, because all the time belongs to God. And you need, if it's spare time, you need to make time for Christ. The one that, if he hadn't woke you up this morning, you would have laid there like a dead man with no breath. No way to move. But he came back, he blew the breath of life into you and I today and give us another chance. We shouldn't be doing the same thing every day. We should be getting closer and closer to Jesus every day. Oh, yes, we all need to examine our lives and see where we are in the faith, in your faith with Jesus. Where are you? Where your keepsake? Where? Write this down, Leviticus 24, 10 through 16. Isaiah 52 and 5. Tonight was to be Bible study. I pray that you'll study to show yourself approved so that you'll be able to rightly divide the word of truth. Oh, yes, and make a difference in somebody's life. Be an example to somebody in this last hour. So many people don't even know about Christ. You know, don't even know that he's still the answer. Because they look at the church and they say, oh, my God. I mean, you got people that's drunks and drug addicts and, you know, prostitutes and all that looking for hope. And they look at the church. They can't even go to the church. The church is filthy. The church is doing everything. It's polluted. Like Revelation 18 said, every foul spirit. Let's go there right quick. And then we'll get back to this. Right now, Isaiah 52 and 5. That's what I just said. But let's go to Revelation. I'm just going to go whatever way the Lord leads me. That's what I usually do. And that's what I'm going to do. It says the fall of Babylon, and America shoulders a fall of Babylon. I'm telling you, the spirit of Babylon is here. Everything is being destroyed that was built up as a Christian nation. I heard T.E. Jakes said, we're no longer a Christian nation. I heard Obama, we're no longer a Christian nation. Why? Why not? Because these people have sold out. To deceive you, to deceive us, to try to deceive you. The word of God said many shall be deceived, and many are being deceived. Oh, yeah. And verse 2 says, oh, well, we can start at the verse 1 right quick. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power. And the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen. This is America. And it's fallen and is become a habitation of devil. Look around you. That's all you see is demonic spirit. Families killing one another. Love of many waxing cold. You know, it's just a habitation of devils. And holding of every foul spirit. You never seen so much mess. I mean, it's a shame at the stuff and the way people carrying themselves today. The hair is all balled up, twisted up, tangled up, and their mind is the same way. That's what the devil wants to do, is to twist up your thoughts just like your hair. Tangle up your hair and tangle up your thoughts just like your hair. Oh, yes. You used to care about how you look. Now, people don't care. Just get up and go. Some people don't even comb their hair. No more. Don't care no more. It's just the don't care generation. Don't care what nobody think about you or say about you. Oh, how this nation has fallen. It's that Babylon the Great is fallen. America has fallen. And has become a habitation of devils everywhere. Habitation. Place where they live in. And hold up every foul spirit. Like I said, I never seen some. It's a shame. It's a shame to look at these leaders that are supposed to be setting an example for, you know, for the world, for sinners. And they look at us. It's a shame. It's a shame. Women, men, it's a shame. The way you carry yourself, the way you present yourself, all in the name of Jesus. It's another Jesus. It's that Jesus that the Bible warns us of, told us to stay on the lookout for. It's another Jesus, not the Jesus of Nazareth. It's not my Jesus either in the Bible. it says, and a cage of every unclean and filthy bird. That's what you're saying. Unclean, hateful bird. And it says, for all the nations have drunk of the wine of her wrath and of her fornication. You know, when somebody gets drunk, I know when I used to get drink, you know, get drunk, you can't think, you know. And I get so drunk sometimes I begin to throw up. And I remember, you know, that vodka, I drank that. And I'd be like, Lord, if you just help me to get through this, I ain't going to drink no more. Not knowing that by me not being saved, my father was the devil, and he knew that I won't drink again because I had nothing to hold me, nothing to keep me, nothing to keep me from doing it because my father was the devil at that time. But, oh, I thank God. I once was blind, but now I see, and I thank God for delivering me. And it says, and her fornication and the kings of the earth has committed fornication with her. That's why all these nations coming together. They're committing fornication together. And the merchants, these are the Marines and the Navy and, you know, the merchants, you know, of the earth are wax rich. See, it's all about money, y'all. It's the money, guys, through the abundance of her delicacy. And I heard another voice, the abundance of her delicacy is, you know, money and, you know, sex and, you know, material things, you know. That's what they, you know, they think they got so much money now they can buy everything. Buy sex, buy, you know, just my money can buy anything I want, you know. But anyway, verse 4 is for us. It says, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. This is what God's telling us to do. Come on, y'all. He said, come out. I don't care what you're seeing other people do. That's not right. You know, he told us to come out. You know it's not right. Come out. You know what they're doing not right. You know what they're saying is not right. You know where they're going is not right. You know. He said, come out from among. Yeah, come out of her, my people, that ye be not, what, partakers of her sin. And that ye receive not the plague. Oh, yes. You need to come out. Get back to the keepsake. The keepsake is God's word. It will be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. I pray that the Reddit Church has said something to wake you, to shake you out of your slumber or out of your sleep. Before time is too late, because Jesus is coming, and he's coming soon. That's why you're seeing all the destruction and everything that you're seeing today. The Bible has warned us that, you know, all these viruses, one time was AIDS, and now it's Corona, and, you know, all these things, and the shortage, and, you know, and the gas, and all these things. The Bible is warning you, is warning me that Jesus is coming soon. People are dying left and right. Depopulation all over the earth. Yes. Oh, yes. Everything is going down but the word of God. And tonight I pray that I've said something to wake you, like I said, or to shake you. You know, to examine yourself and say, search me, Lord. Turn the light from heaven on my soul. And if you find anything, Lord, anything that shouldn't be, take it out, Lord, and straighten me. I want to be right. I want to be saved. I want to be whole. Is that you tonight? Is that you? If it's not, I pray that God will deal with you, that it will become you. What we must do in this last hour is stand up for right, join in the fight, and be a soldier for Jesus. Think about it. The world is under a siege of war. Your soul you must guard. But to be on the winning team, let God recruit your heart. You know what? We have drug-infested streets. Satan is on the attack. Arm yourself with prayer and praise and send that devil back. God bless you. This is the Ready Church praying for you that you will be ready when Jesus comes. For that ready church. I want to be that ready church. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on tonight. For your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We pray that they would run and get the treasures. The treasures, oh God, and keep the treasures. Keeping your commandments on tonight. And that we would spread the good news, oh God, of Jesus Christ, that you came to save us from our sin and that we can be born again. If we receive you in our heart and turn away from our sin, repent and be born again. We just thank you on tonight for every listener that you will minister to us in a special way and that we will be that ready church. In Jesus' name I pray. God bless you. This is the Ready Church, and you're on the air. And you may call me at 516-387-1963. 516-387-1963. Here at the Ready Church, you may call me at 516-387-1963. 516-387-1963. I pray that I've said something to shake you, to wake you out of your slumber and out of your sleep before Jesus returns. Do we have a caller? You're on the air. Caller in and in.
Praise the Lord, Ready Church. Hey.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God for the word. I really enjoyed the word tonight, talking about the keepsake. Thank God for
all
the keepsake, which is his word. Yes, Lord, and the power of prayer and how we need to just spend time with the Lord. I thank God for the word. It's very, like you said, it's very important that we pray and study our word and send God ahead of us every day because he keeps us from seen and unseen dangers every single day. And I just thank God for you as the host tonight, and I just enjoyed the word. And thank you for having me.
God bless you. Thank you for coming.
God
calling
bless you
on
too.
The air. Thank you. God bless you. Calling you on the air. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
0410. Praise the Lord. How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm blessed.
That's good.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Just thank God for the word tonight. Keepsake, which is the word of God. And pray to God continue to help me to keep the word. Well, read it. You say you got to read it in order to keep it in your heart. And I pray to God continue to help me and you know, I have a child now to help me train him up in the way of the Lord. So when he get old, he will not depart. We'll be living in the last and evil days, and things are getting worse today.
They are.
So I just thank God for the word. Everything was good.
God be the glory. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Calling you on the air. In and in. I can't see. 0414. Calling you on the air.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless
I pray
you
that too. We said something to shake you and awake you.
Yes, every time.
All right. God bless you. Thank you for calling. Next caller, ending in 9274. Caller, you're on the air. Caller, you're on the air, 9214 or 74. Can't see. Oh, 9274. Caller, you're on the air. 5029274. Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you for calling. Well, we just thank God for the word, and we thank God for you, you, and you. And we pray that you will seek God like never before and get your keepsake, which is the word of God. God bless you. Ready to.